Hi guys, today we're going to talk about how you work with a hospital midwife. Some of you are going to go to hospitals and you will be under the care of an obstetrician, and there will be staff there, of which many of them will be obstetrical nurses. And others will go to hospitals where you're under the care of a midwife. Often it's a rotating midwife, and so it's not a continuity of care midwife. There are some countries that have a continuity of care midwife that can attend you at home and then come to the hospital if you need to. But there are some hospitals where you will be working with midwives. And what's the difference between an obstetrical nurse and a midwife? The obstetrical nurse can't deliver babies. The obstetrician has to come in. But your obstetrician will come in very, very infrequently, and the staff in the hospital will also come in either 2-hourly, 3-hourly, or 4-hourly and leave you alone. So we really want you to have the skills to fill that time. If you're doing nothing else, you can work together. It's sort of like a journey you take, like driving a car. You don't sit behind the wheel of a car and take your hands off the wheel or stop using the gas pedal. You have to use a complex set of skills at every moment that you adapt to the situation around you. And women have to learn to use the skills to adapt to the messages her baby's giving her as the birth progresses. But if you're working with a hospital midwife, they see lots and lots of births, just as obstetricians do and obstetrical nurses. They only see very, very few skilled families. And that's true now. Wasn't true 40 years ago. 40 years ago, there was a societal expectation families came in with skills, but the trend in childbirth shifted over to a choice-based approach, and so people come in with birth plans having done a lot of research and gathered a lot of information, but the staff know that the women aren't coping with birth well, and that the fathers don't know how to help them. So if you go in with your birthing better skills, they will absolutely be delighted. It is an amazing feeling as a man to have the staff actually come in and watch you work well with your partner in labor. If you'd seen 100 births, you'd probably know what to do without learning skills. But because birth is something that's so hidden from us in societies, it's important that you learn the skills. And your Pink Kit package is all about the skills. You'll learn to prepare your partner's pregnant body to become a birthing body, and then together you'll learn the skills. So on the way to the hospital, whether you're going to labor in the hospital or have a non-laboring cesarean, you begin to work with your baby's efforts to be born. And that's really essential because that gives both of you a continuity of self that moves through pregnancy, through this transition and gateway experience of giving birth into being parents, so that you feel skilled and confident to deal with your newborn who can't talk to you, can only give you nonverbal messages. So by learning about the nonverbal messages that your partner gives you in this gateway experience and your ability to help her stay focused, relaxed, and on track rather than feeling overwhelmed and out of control, then that means that both of you will put aside the birth once it's over and start being parents. So hospital midwives will compliment you. They'll go out to the other people on the floor and say, God, I've got this amazing father in there that actually knows how to help at a birth. Sometimes if you say to them, yes, well, we learned skills, they'll say, you're just lucky you've had a good birth, you've had an easy birth, but there's really no way to prepare for a birth because you never know what it's going to be like. And you don't know what it's going to be like, but of course you can prepare for it. In fact, you should prepare for it. The same way, it's unlikely that your baby's going to stop breathing, but you should know CPR so that if you come across a car accident or your baby stops breathing or somebody has a heart attack, that you know how to do it. The same way, you don't always get flat tires, but it's a really, really good idea to learn how to change a flat tire. Sure, we have road assistance things, but there are some times where you really just need skills, and you need skills to help your baby be born. So working with your staff midwife at the hospital is no different from having any other care provider. The woman, your partner, is doing the birth. She would do best by having a good set of skills. And you need to share the same set of skills so that you can help her at every single moment. She wants you there to help her, not to just stand around. So if you have a hospital midwife, that's wonderful, and just become really skilled and then become the talk of the ward. There are many, many thousands of Pink Kit families who have just wowed hospital midwives, obstetricians, and obstetrical nurses. So just go for it and do it.